Councilwoman Campbell? Okay, not present tonight. Councilwoman Haney?
I'm here.
Councilman Hernandez?
He's here and
okay.
He's muted.
He's having trouble, but he's here.
I note that, thank you. Mayor Pro Tem Rodriguez?
I'm here.
And Mayor Wong?
I am here.
Thank you.
You, colleagues, for joining me today. Our first and only item on the public agenda is the acceptance and appropriation of funds for a meal gap program. Mr. Palum?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. So this is actually a continuation of the meal gap program that was, by all accounts, wildly successful this last year. In engaging our restaurants, local restaurants, and those that need assistance with food. And so we were recently notified by the county that they were gonna be able to extend funding to the cities, at least within the third district, for a continuation of such a program. So with that, I'm gonna turn over to our parks director, Mike Kudron, to give you the details of what we have laid out based on the amount of funding that we anticipate receiving, as well as the timeline which we have to expend the funds. Take it away, Mike.
Thank you, Mark. Madam Mayor, members of the City Council, yeah, as Mark explained, we received $216,000 for the second round of the Meal Gap program, and the deadline to expend those funds is November 30th of this year. And so for the second round of the Meal Gap, we're proposing a program that's very similar to the first round, and that's to partner with local restaurants to provide meals to seniors and others in need. However, we have a few small changes that we're recommending for this time around. With the reopening of the economy and full recreation programs now returning, it would be difficult to operate a drive-through service or program and a functional parking lot at the same time. Right now at the community center, we have kids camps going on, recreation programs, senior programs, and the parking lot is very busy. Therefore, we're proposing to conduct the Meal Gap program as a congregate meal program and offer the box meals for people to enjoy in the Imperial Banquet Room while socializing with participants, just as the program used to occur, or take the food as a to-go option. And our seniors are very interested in getting back to the social setting. It's a major part of the program, the social part of it. In addition, this is a lot of money to spend in a short amount of time. So we're also proposing to conduct this program 5 days a week with both a breakfast option and a lunch option. This would increase the number of meals served and provide more opportunities for local restaurants. We would like to start on July 6th, and the program would include an in-person boxed breakfast by a local restaurant in the morning. And participants could sit down and eat it and socialize or take it to go. Then we would have an in-person lunch served by a local restaurant. And again, they could sit down or take it to go. And then on the way out, the participants would receive a frozen meal provided by the Meals on Wheels program. And we anticipate that our regular hot meals program provided in partnership with Meals on Wheels will transition from frozen meals back to warm meals and in-person serving sometime in late summer or fall. So when this happens, we will adjust the program slightly and participants will eat the Meals on Wheels hot meal in person. And then we'll, like I said, adjust slightly and people will take the box meal from a local restaurant home as a to-go item for, say, dinner. And in addition, the Meal Gap program allows funding to be utilized for facility needs. We have a couple. Our makeup air system needs to be replaced. It's $10,000 currently budgeted in the general fund. And we also need 4 new warming ovens for a total of $12,000. These are funds that can be used and funds that other cities appear to be using for this program as well. So that concludes my report and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Hey, colleagues, any questions? I don't see any hands. I mean, this is a great program. It also helps our restaurants. You know, helps promote our restaurants in town. Nice to see that we have the money for it. No questions. I will
just have a quick question.
Yes. Yes.
I couldn't find a hand emoji. So thanks for calling on me. Wanted to ask about the restaurants that'll be participating. Will there be the same number? Do we expect additional? Do we have room for additional? Can you just share a little bit about the participation of the local restaurants?
Sure. We're open to expanding to local restaurants. It's all your Belinda restaurants are eligible to participate. The last time around, we had 15 restaurants that participated in this program. We reached out because the restaurant industry is having a staffing problem right now. So earlier this week, we reached out just to touch base with them to say, hey, if we were to offer this program, would you be interested? And 12 of the 15 restaurants got right back to us and said, absolutely, we'd be interested in coming back. The other three are probably interested too. They just haven't responded to us yet. But with the addition of a breakfast option, I think we'll be able to get even more restaurants involved because we only had one kind of donut shop before. And I think there's other restaurants that I think this breakfast option will help out a little more. And we have more opportunities. We have 10 meals a week to fill. And so the more the merrier. And I think that'll help.
And how many meals did you say will we be providing per week?
10 meals. So one breakfast 5 days a week, one lunch 5 days a week. And then if funding ran short or if we weren't expending enough of the money, we could even add another dinner option later or two lunches where they could take one home. That's what we did at the first round of the meal program. It started out with just one restaurant on Mondays and then another restaurant on Thursdays. And we weren't expending the money fast enough. So we doubled up and we offered two restaurants to serve on Mondays and two restaurants to serve on Thursdays.
Okay. And this is the funds are from, did you say the county?
Yes, they're from the county as part of the coronavirus relief funds. And we are receiving $216,000. Last time we received a little over $100,000.
Okay. All right. Thank you. It's a great program and wholeheartedly support moving forward with that. Sure. Thank you.
So any other questions? Don't see any hands. So now I will take a motion for us to accept the money and appropriate it for the meals program.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion by me and second by Beth. Great, perfect. If you can take roll.
Councilwoman Haney?
I'm voting yes.
Councilman Hernandez?
Thumbs up by Councilman Hernandez.
Thank you. Mayor Pro Tem Rodriguez?
I vote yes.
And Mayor Wong?
I vote yes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. With that, we will now move on to our closed session.